Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. Words from the Heart, Volume 1 by Benjamin E. Tompkins, Jr. explores relationships, love, self-awareness, religion, and spirituality, while teaching the importance of treating others and oneself with kindness and respect. It inspires everyone not just to see nature, but to taste it daily, to live fully immersed in this world made for us by God. Having sustained a serious neck injury, Benjamin Tompkins Jr. spent several years barely able to walk and 5 years without being able to move his neck. Through the trials and the pain of his injury he's lived with for over 25 years, he's retained his faith in the Holy Trinity and thanks God daily for the blessed life he is able to live. He reads a chapter a day from the Bible. A dedicated family man who spends much of his time with family and friends, enjoys gardening and sports, and rooting for his favorite teams, the Arizona Wildcats, the Dallas Cowboys, and the Phoenix Suns. Benjamin E. Tompkins, Jr., author of Words from the Heart, Volume 1, our guest on This Week in America. Benjamin, welcome to the program. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Looking forward to talking about this book and this perspective that you have, and it's a very inspirational book. It's a very motivational book. Let's talk about why the book was written, Words for the Heart, Volume 1. How did this come about?
Well, you know, I've been writing for a long while, but I figured I was getting closer to the end in the beginning, so I decided to put a volume together, and hopefully I can put more together, but I wanted to at least get one. So I finally did. This is the one I got going. And I'm slowly but surely working on the next one.
How long did it take you to put this together?
The book itself?
Yes.
Oh, okay. It was sort of already together, but it was sort of put off to the side. And so when I had sort of made that decision and start taking the steps, I got probably about 10 months to where I just almost every night before I worked out, I would go over a few of the writings, making sure it was the way I wanted to go. And then I would, go do my thing. But it took about 10 months to get it to where I felt comfortable sending it out.
Well, it's interesting. People see a finished product and they don't understand the work that goes into that. You, of course, had a lot of work into it up to that point. And then putting it together, making sure it flows properly, making sure that you're getting the message across that you want to get across. Benjamin E. Tompkins, Jr., our guest. The book is Words from the Heart, Volume 1. You'll find it at Amazon, all the usual places. I'll give you that information as we go through the conversation here. Talk about the role of family in your life, what you went through, the role of family now and supporting family in going and working on projects like this, writing this book.
Well, I mean, when it comes down to my family, we're like any other family. You have your moments, but we're very close, very tight, knit group in a sense. So, and that's a day-to-day thing, which is I'm very thankful for, but, the process is what I enjoy because I know in my heart, I don't know what the end result's going to be from all this, but it was just trying to grasp the process of just doing it and then just going from there and, just seeing how far it would go. So,
there's so many valuable lessons. I just touched on a few, some of the topics, the themes that you discussed, the fact of being out in nature and enjoying what God has given us. And so much is there that we take for granted as we go through life at 100 miles an hour. I know your background. And you touch on that so well in the book. The book is Words from the Heart, Volume 1. Benjamin Tompkins Jr. If you're Googling that, Tompkins is Tompkins Jr. In the book of Amazon, the usual places, link on directly to his Amazon link by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. In your background, you've got a fascinating background with all you've been through. Talk about the military, the importance of military in your life.
Well, my father was in the service. He did almost about 30 years in the Air Force and all. So I spent so much of my life in the military through that and traveling with the family. And then for myself, I went in to the Air Force and I got stuck out in Nevada. So, but once I left there, I could pretty much picked the place I wanted to go, and which I did. I came right back home, you know, after doing that. And but in the military, I actually I enjoyed it. When I first got out to where I was at in Nevada, I was like, oh my gosh, what have I done?
Yes.
I can't believe I'm out here in the middle of nowhere. but I met some really good guys. The people I worked with were great. And that alone made it easy to deal with being out there. Because, you know, once the sun went down, it was like pitch black. You couldn't even hardly see your hand in front of you. And I mean, it was just an experience that I didn't see coming, but you never know what's going to come. But I definitely didn't see that coming. But I learned a lot just inside myself. Opened up my eyes. Made me think in a different way than I had before, in a sense, because of where I was at. And I just sort of, you know, to this day, it still is a major part of my thoughts as I go about, because I realize a lot of what I experienced out there is what got my writings going.
Well, and you reflect that. You talk about self-awareness in your book. You talk about relationships, and it seems like you draw on everything in your life to write about and to present to us in your book, Words from the Heart, Volume 1. Benjamin E. Tompkins, Jr., our guest on the program. Talk about school. How important was school in your life?
Well, it was important. High school, I stayed focused. You know, I enjoyed, I went out, had a good time with my friends, and I always made sure I got my work done on that. And college, my first year was really focused, really into it. And when I transferred, things didn't quite transfer with me like I thought. And being young at that age, you know, I look back, if I had been a little bit more mature, I would have handled it different. But when I got out, that's when I went into service then. But I can't complain. The Lord has blessed me. He's blessed my family. And I'm just trying to soak in, you know, the reality of each day. You know, when I got hurt, I was married at the time. So it was, I was trying to, balance that life with family life and all. But once things, when I was more on my own, then I became even more focused on just rehabbing. And that's all to this day, I still work out as often as I can with my nunchakas daily. And that's helped keep me focused also. So I had a good support system, good friends, good family, and because a lot of folks don't have that. I know I still got a long ways to go, but I can see how far I come. And that alone sort of just keeps that fire going, you know. So I got to get better. Got to do this. Got to do that. You know, the focus is really more so than ever.
It sounds like your health is you're doing okay. You're getting the workouts in, and you sound in great shape.
Thank you, sir. I'm not in the shape I want to be in, but I'm better than what I was. I got a long ways to go, but thank God for how far I have come. So, and it's day to day. It really is. You know, I think too many people, and it's understandable. There's nothing wrong. You're supposed to plan in life to give yourself a direction as things go. But I've learned more so than ever the value of a day. You know, I thought I was trying to, take it day to day. But when I got hurt, I didn't know what day-to-day living was until I got hurt.
Yes.
And then I was just laid up and couldn't hardly get around like I wanted. And then the value of the day became even more intensified because I realized that there's, you know, I always knew tomorrow may not be. But when you can try to live it in your mind to where you keep your mind in the present more so, you know, you plan. But once you make those plans, you know, you sort of let it go. You already got the plan made. So it's a matter of just soaking in the moment that is. And that's where I'm trying to walk daily. It's because, you know, I've the life has become even more sweeter in that way because it's all I see is just now. And it's hard to look ahead a week or two. It's like maybe a day or two maybe. But those looking ahead for a vacation or this and that or a certain event, I sort of just say, okay, I'm just going to let those things come. For now, I'm just going to see the day more so than ever and try not to see all the other things my mind wants to take me to, but just soak in what's going on now, because in reality that's all I have is now. I don't know if tomorrow's going to come or next week or next month, but I do know that I'm here now. And so okay, let me enjoy this sun rays and let me feel this breeze and let me smell these flowers and let me enjoy my conversation with family and friends and all. You know, it's a matter of just staying in the moment, because it takes away so much of the pressure that we create for ourselves that half the time, you know, you look back and say, dang, I'm sitting there worrying and stressing out. And it's like, I really didn't have to go through all that.
Exactly.
I had to just, you know, had a certain mindset. So
that's so important, that philosophy is so important. If we're thinking ahead about, I can't wait until next Friday because that starts my vacation, and today is the Thursday before, all of a sudden you've got 6-7 days that are totally oblivious because we're rushing through those to get to that big day, and we miss out on, you know, 6-7 good days of our life. So
that's right.
That's such a great philosophy. It's so much in the book that we can all learn from. Benjamin's book, Words from the Heart, Volume 1. How do you go about, talk about your perspective, world events, and how you sort of want to stay informed, but you don't want to know too much sometimes because it can be very depressing out there. How do you balance all of that?
Well, I know for me, you know, my mom was alive. She used to say, you know, Benny, talk to people too much sometimes. You know, I don't want you running across someone that's crazy or whatever. But I know for me, it's as I go about, you know, I realize that, you know, because there's over 7 billion people on the earth. And you wish you could reach them all, but the only people you can reach are the ones that are in front of you, you know, your family, your friends, your neighbors, you know, people you will meet later on. And so for me, I keep that focus right there to where, you know, I shop at a lot of the same places. I get to know the workers. We talk, we laugh. But that right there is my balance because, you know, I can only talk to those in front of me. I can only relate to those that I'm dealing with. And so I have to make sure for myself that in that sense, that it's not a matter of trying to have an impact, but, you know, it's that day to day staying focused on that. You know, I wrote the book. I hope a lot of folks get it in that sense. And there are some poems in there that they really like. But for me, it's as I go about each day, you know, the adventure starts when I wake up, you know, and just a matter of when I go out there, the respect you have for those around you, and just saying hello, just saying hi. A lot of people are afraid to speak now because it's always been crazy, but it's sort of intensified the last couple of years.
Exactly.
And more so than ever, you know, people got to start talking because there's too much division that's taking place more so than ever. And instead of, in some areas we're going backwards, some areas we're going forward. But I know that if individuals can not be so afraid when they're standing in line, just saying hello to the person in front of them and all, you know, that breaks that ice. That helps create the atmosphere that needs to be created because we're living in crazy times in that sense. And it's sad to see because I mean, people have been suffering for a long time, but to see it just magnified and the craziness and just how things are happening. It's like, my gosh, it's like watching a sci-fi movie when I was growing up. You know, we're actually living it now.
Never thought when we watched those that we'd be a participant at some particular point in time.
No, you're right.
You sort
not
of think that there were.
I didn't think, well, I would see a lot of the stuff that's going on.
No, and you say that so well. Just a hello, a smile to somebody, and all of a sudden you sort of broke through that. And it doesn't even have to be verbal. You can just, by looking somebody in the eye and smiling, it means so much
that's
to them. I want to talk about activities that you enjoy, many of these on a daily basis, so many of us take for granted. Talk about that, because you are very active despite all that you've been through, the injury. You're very active.
Well, I you know, I got a little garden in the front because I'm at my dad's now. And so I put a little, some plants up front. So I sort of get into that and making sure the leaves are okay and, you know, just staying focused on that. But for me personally, my main activity is to try to go out, you know, now that and with the COVID it sort of slowed things down, but I always try to get out of house for at least an hour or so just to communicate and be around people. But my main focus literally is when I'm waiting for the sun to go down so I can go outside and play. I call it playing. Where I can go outside, and that is my hardcore. I mean, that's my foundation in the sense of not my spiritual foundation, but my foundation. And I know it's an activity I have to do. I you know, a lot of the things I was able to do, I don't do now, but what I can do, I'm trying to make the fullness of it last, you know. And like slowly but surely, as I started swinging my sticks again and getting back to moving and getting my fingers stronger and my wrists and my arms and my all that, that just became a hardcore focus because I started seeing the results. You know, at the time, it didn't seem like it, but then I was able to go out and hang out a little bit longer. I was able to move a little bit better, and I realized that if I keep this up, this is going to help me get around to where I can go out each day and do whatever running around I got to do instead of, like, you know, going shopping, and then it's like I'm hurting so much, I just leave the cart there and go home, you know, because of standing in line and all. I've gotten stronger and all that, and that's just great joy to my heart because there was a time I always felt God was going to get me through it. I didn't know how, but I knew he would. And but I understood that, but, you know, my workout, my swinging my sticks, that motion in my body, because I spend so much time laying down, I knew that that motion was the most I was getting. And so I've stuck with that. And I haven't let that go. And God willing, it'll be with me to the end. So.
Well, and the lesson for all of us is to not take those things for granted. You look forward to the time that you can go out and enjoy the outdoors and enjoy your activity out there. If you just joined us, Benjamin E. Tompkins Jr. is our guest, the author of the book Words from the Heart, Volume 1. He sustained a serious neck injury, spent several years barely able to walk, 5 years without being able to move his neck. And this is a series of reflections on relationships, love, self-awareness, religion, spirituality that we've talked about. You've done so much. What are your future goals? It sounds like you'd still like to maybe you're working on another book. Is that something that you might do?
Well, I've got a lot of poems written throughout the year, so I've actually got enough to actually get it going. It's just a matter of picking out which ones and then going over them and over them and over them until I feel comfortable. So, but, you know, that's a goal there. And I hope to stick with that. I'm getting writings together and crisscrosses and knocking off, you know, this and that. So it's coming along. But my main thing is, you know, I can't do none of that unless I'm able to move around good and, you know, stay strong because my back is worse than my neck. I didn't really mention too much about my back, but my back is the real problem and lower back. And that's one of them. That's the main reason, you know, my motion in my neck came first, but being able to step down without the pain screaming through me, it took a while, but you know, slowly but surely, I know that if I can get through it and stay focused, I know anyone. It's just a matter of where you put your heart and mind, you know, because survival mode kicks in when you go through something that you didn't see. But I think for most humans, it would do the same. If you had asked me 30 years ago what I had done when this happened, I would have been like, yeah, right. But once you actually go through the motions, you know, boom, that focus changes. And you realize you got to start doing things differently. But if you just stay focused, it'll come because I see how far I've come. Got a long ways to go, but I can remember where I was at. And my goal is not to get back to that. So one day at a time, it's all we got.
Well, the focus and the results, the two things that you've talked about that's really been consequential in your life. Time is going by so quickly. A few minutes left on the program. I want to talk about your beliefs, maybe your faith with all that you went through. You've retained your faith, as I mentioned at the beginning, in the Holy Spirit. And thank God daily for the blessings in your life. You read a chapter a day from the Bible. Talk about your beliefs and faith and how important that has been in getting you through all of this.
You know, when I was growing up, my parents, you know, always talked about prayer. I always pray to God, talk to God. And I mean, the Bible says, you know, you bring your child up a certain way and that, you know, when they get older, they'll go back to it. You know, because once you become an adult and you're out on your own and you're running around, you're going through the motions, you know, life becomes different in just what you see and what you experience. And I know for me, I know that my desire went to just learning because this world, I just can't see how this has happened by accident in a sense. You know, there was a hand involved that brought all this about.
Yes.
And so for me, it was just a matter of trying to understand that and growing that. And then when I started reading the scriptures more on my own, and even though a lot of stuff I didn't understand, it didn't matter. I already knew that it was just a matter of me keep taking the steps in that area. And as time went on, my eyes were opened up to so many things and I experienced things in ways that I know that that God has stepped in, you know, Lord stepped in and really, you know, opened up doors and made things happen that never, it wouldn't have happened unless he did it. And for me, I realized that Jesus Christ was the answer. You know, a lot of people sort of tie him up to religion, but he's a way of life. It's not religion. It's a way of life in how you think and the direction to go. And that's what I've clung to, you know, because everyone's out there doing their own thing, and to each their own. No, we're not made robots.
Yes.
But, you know, where your mind and heart is the direction you'll go in. And I know for me, the direction I've taken is staying in the scriptures, understanding the prophecies of the time, and just the how we're supposed to treat one another. Like I said, it has nothing to do with this philosophy or that. It's a way of talking, acting, treating as you go about and all. So, and if you can't love yourself, then everybody else around you is in trouble, you know?
Well, exactly.
And that's what I want to be able to be thankful for, what, you know, my life. And in the same time, I want to be able to, you know, understand that reality so that as I go about, I'm gonna treat people like it says in the scripture, you treat them like you want to be treated. And that's, I don't want my dog in me, and I don't want to go out doing no dogging. You know, so, and but I also know that I can't go out and do the same thing and all. So it's just a matter of keeping that focus.
Well, and
keep it, and mind it, in a certain way.
It works. And you, through his poetry, Benjamin shares all of this in the book Words for the Heart, Volume 1. Take a minute or so here at the end. You mentioned you out in Nevada, you decided to go back home when you could go anywhere. Where is home for you? And again, tell us about your health, because it sounds like, you know, every day you're out there and maybe getting a little bit better. Where is home for you?
Tucson, Arizona. Yeah, I got here, I think I was about 11 years old when we moved out here. And the group of friends I met in junior high and seventh grade, those are the same people I'm basically dealing with to this day. You know, right now it hasn't changed at all. Literally hasn't changed. It's like we're just older now and all of us got kids and stuff, you know.
that's
just changed. But this I talk to mostly the same guys I talked to then, and hopefully, you know, God willing, it'll stay that way. They're good people, you know, and I've been blessed to have them, because you got to have good people in your life. You don't have to have a lot of friends, but the few you do have, you make sure it's true, you know. So, and I have that, and I'm very thankful for that.
Well, it helped you get through some very difficult times. And the book is really receiving excellent reviews, and it's quite easy to see why when you look into the book Words from the Heart, Volume 1 by Benjamin Tompkins Jr. Googling that's Tompkins.com. Book available at Amazon, Words from the Heart, Volume 1. You'll find that at Amazon, all of the usual places where books are sold. And we'll have it on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Benjamin, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. I love your mind and what you've done, and you're able to being able to express it in poetic fashion and taking your life and sharing your thoughts and your feelings and inspiring other people. It's you're to be commended for that, and hopefully there'll be a volume 2 that we can talk about as well. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you, sir, and thank you for last night us going over the motions, and you were very patient, and I've been thinking about that all night. And that's a nice gentleman, because he hung in there with me.
Well, I didn't know a whole lot more than you did, so we got through it together.
Yeah, you didn't know more than me, though, so I was out of it. I was in another world.
This is the video version of the program that you'll find on YouTube, and if you'll go to thisweekinamerica.us videos, you'll click that on with Benjamin coming to us via Skype as we do this, and two novices trying to figure out how to connect on Skype, and we did it, and you can find it on YouTube.
We sure did.
Benjamin,
yes,
thank you so much. Benjamin Tompkins Jr., Words from the Heart, Volume 1. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.